My brethren and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to a beautiful Sabbath day. April showers bring May flowers, right? It's good to be here in the house of the Lord and to come together and to remember this day, that which our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, did for us. He says to do this in remembrance of me. And saints, that is why we're assembled today, to reach forth our hand and partake of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper and remember what Jesus did for us. I'd like to read to you by way of a call to worship out of the third book of Nephi, the 8th chapter, and these are the words of Jesus as he had prepared the emblems and had served his disciples and the people this sacrament. And he says this, "And if ye do always remember me, ye shall have my spirit to be with you. And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall do these things. And if ye shall always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye are built upon my rock. But whoso among you shall do more or less than these are not built upon my rock, but are built upon a sandy foundation. And when the rain descends and the floods come, and the winds blow and beat upon them, they shall fall, and the gates of hell are already open to receive them. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father hath commanded me that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you." May the Lord bless us, I pray, as we continue to worship him this day.
Our Father in heaven, we do gather together in the name of thy Son, our Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord, that we would be united in the love that was shown to us in that great sacrifice. Lord, we pray that we together may come unto thee in humility and in meekness, just as we are. Lord, we thank you again for that great love. Father, we ask for a blessing. And we ask that you would bless our brother Dennis. We pray that your Spirit would fill his heart, and that the words that he speaks would be from on high. And that we would prepare a place in our heart for those things that are said and those things with which we will be challenged. And we simply seek your guidance and direction and your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Brother Phil was to do the oblation remarks this morning, and he's got a sick one at home, and so he couldn't be here with us. But as we consider, saints, this oblation and our offering to the Lord that is to be used for those that are in need, I'd ask that our hearts might be tender, for there is great need in this world. Would you bow with me, and let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, again we petition thee and ask a blessing upon this day, a blessing upon those of your congregation assembled, that you might give unto them a cheerful and a giving spirit, that they might be willing to share just a portion of that which you have given unto them, that it might be done for thy will and to thy glory and honor. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
It's been a few years since I stood here. It used to bother me so much physically. In preparation for weeks in advance, if I knew I had an obligation to stand here, that I had asked over the last several years to have my name removed from speaking. But it's been impressed on me over the last several months, maybe a year or more, that I was not fulfilling my priesthood call. And that was brought to bear even more at our last priesthood meeting, or the one that we had before, I don't remember which it was. Our brother Harry Williams gave a class at that meeting, and he talked about fear. And I wondered then, is that the reason why? Is that the reason why I don't stand here? Well, a short time after that, I went back to Brother Eric and I said, put me back on the list, if you would. So here I am today. I want to thank each of you, because I know there are several of you that offer prayers on my behalf today. And I want to thank each of those that were here this morning for our prayer service. Thank you for your prayers and for your testimonies. And it's amazing how many of those prayers and testimonies centered around the thoughts that I had, the thoughts that we all have today, this special day. We have assembled today to pay honor and respect to our Savior, our Redeemer, our Mediator, Jesus Christ. The Scriptures say that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength. And other Scriptures say thou shalt have no other gods before me. And yet, back to the first Scripture, it continues on and says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was certainly the one who gave more love to his creation, to his children, to his friends. He gave more love than anyone else can give. He gave his life for each of us. We are incredibly indebted to him. And actually, we are not able to repay completely. We can never get ahead. We can never get ahead of what the Lord has done for us. And our sister this morning said that she talked about all the blessings that the Lord had given her throughout her life. The thought had been, I had thought of it earlier before she stood, and I thought, when you got up this morning, How many blessings can you count? How many blessings can you count right now that the Lord has given you today? They're innumerable. You can't count them all. So no matter what we do, what we say, or what we think, what our actions are, we'll never be able to repay the love that Jesus Christ has given to us. Christ said there is no greater love than for one to lay down his life for another. I think that's probably about as close as we can get to the love that Jesus Christ shows for us. I think how much of a trial it must have been for Christ that he went through. And I'm reminded of Peter when he denied the Christ three times. And when the cock crowed, he remembered what the Lord had said. And he left and went out and wept bitterly. I wonder how many times we have denied the Christ. How many times by our actions, by our neglect of what we ought to do, how many times even by our speech or our speaking one with another, would we typify the life of Jesus Christ? Each one of us have a unique responsibility. Each one in his own way, that responsibility. To come before the Christ, to go before him and seek forgiveness. Yet the Master says, come, lay your burdens at his feet. I know in recent times, over the last year or so, there's been burdens in our family. And I know that you're no different than we are. I'm sure that you have burdens in your family also. But I know too that if you will sincerely, and I mean sincerely, go before the Lord and ask him to accept those burdens, lay them at his feet. I know that if you've done this in the past, what a feeling of relief and what a blessing you've had. Do you remember that blessing? Do you remember that burden you put at the Lord's feet? Do you remember how he blessed you because you did? If we do this, take these to the Lord, place them at his feet, those burdens are taken from us. And we're able to give him thanks for the loving Heavenly Father that he is to us. a few years ago, this movie, The Passion, came out. I couldn't... I couldn't imagine what the Lord went through simply by reading the scriptures. At the time of his trial, I know there's probably a lot of you that have seen that, can remember what they put Christ through. The terrible time that he went through before his crucifixion. He was beaten. He was flogged. He had a crown of thorns placed upon his head. Over here at the golf course where I work and where I play golf, we have a lot of, I think they're locust trees, but they have thorns on them. Some of those thorns are like this. And the branches have thorns. They're not small. And I'm assuming that the thorns that was placed on Christ's head, I don't think they trimmed the thorns off on the bottom so they didn't hurt him. I can't imagine having that done. What kind of love do we need? We need the kind of love that is in and through Jesus Christ. We need for ourselves today to be as pure as possible. I'm sorry, I've had a cold all week. If you have not yet taking the time or taking the opportunity to go before the Lord and ask forgiveness, we still have time yet before these emblems are passed among us that we partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a terrible thing to be in sin. It's a terrible thing to be in sin that you think you're in sin so far that you can't even go before the Lord. That you think to yourself, I'm not worthy even to kneel down and pray. I'm not worthy, Lord. But take these sins from me. Christ said that as men, we must forgive one another. Have you forgiven the trespasses that have been made against you? Maybe by someone that you love, maybe by a friend. Have you sincerely forgiven them? Can you say, I've truly forgiven this person? I truly forgive my brother. I truly forgive my sister. Years ago, attending another branch, I was teaching the adult Sunday school class, and I was sitting up in the front row waiting for the Sunday school class to begin, waiting to stand up and start the class. And a lady came up and sat down beside me, and she said, "I've got a problem. Someone offended me." I said, "Well, you know, the scriptures say that we should go to one another if we're offended or if we need to be forgiven and let them know. Let them know what's going on and try and reconciliate the problem." And she said, "Someone offended me," and I said, "Well, you know what you should do." And she said, "Yeah, I know what I should do. That's why I'm sitting here beside you. You're the one that offended me. I didn't know it. I didn't know that I'd done it. I was so shocked. As we sat there, I asked her if she would forgive me. And without any apprehension whatsoever, she forgave me. What a blessing it is that the Lord has foreseen these possibilities. The possibilities of these trespasses against our brothers and sisters, and the possibilities of these trespasses against Him. And what a blessing we receive when we go to Him for forgiveness, asking, "Lord, forgive me my sins." I would pray that each of us have taken that opportunity today before we reach forth. It wasn't too long ago, a few years ago, before we started attending here, that I was serving communion. And I came to the last person in the row that I was serving, and I realized that I didn't have any bread left. And he noticed it too, as the plate was in front of him. All there was some crumbs. He reached into the plate and he brought his hands and fingers together. And he picked up some crumbs to eat. He realized what a blessing it was, even to be able to partake of crumbs, to receive of the body of Jesus Christ. It's like the lady with the issue of blood. She knew all she had to do was touch the hem of his garment. All we need if we really want, is to partake of the crumbs of Jesus Christ. The memory of that incident will live on with me forever. Whenever I reach forth to partake of that bread, the last person in that row was my brother Leo. It touched him so much, those crumbs. Blessed be the memories we have of our Savior Jesus Christ, and through Him the opportunity of eternal life with Him. I would pray that the Lord would grant you forgiveness today, that you would remember Him and what He has done for you, what He's done for each one of us, as we reach forth our hand to partake.
Jesus said, "And this shall ye always do unto those who repent and are baptized in my name." And we too extend this sacrament of the Lord's Supper to those that have made a covenant in the waters of baptism and who here this day have repented and made themselves ready. I appreciated the words Brother Denny shared with us this morning and the contriteness in which they were offered. He spoke of this repentance. And he also asked the question, do we typify the life of Jesus Christ? You can remember the words of Jesus as he shared with his disciples and how it is that he asked them, what manner of men ought ye to be? Even as I am. We are called indeed to typify the life of Jesus Christ. And now I would ask of you, the body of Christ, inasmuch as you are able, let us kneel facing this altar and these emblems as the prayer of blessing is offered upon the bread by Elder Bill Ormsby.
Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread, the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of Thy Son, and witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of Thy Son, and always remember him and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his spirit to be with them. Amen.
Once again, inasmuch as possible, let us kneel facing this altar as the prayer is offered on the wine by Elder Justin Jones.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Peter and James, after the day of Pentecost, were taken by the Pharisees and the Sadducees and put in prison. And it says that on the next day they brought them out that they might question them. And Peter gives to them this well-known speech in which he tells them that the stone which the builders rejected, that being Jesus Christ, has become the cornerstone. And then it says this, it says that then the Pharisees and the scribes, that they noted that they were unlearned men, unlearned and ignorant men, is actually what it says. And they marveled. You know, you see, the Pharisees, they had made it their life's work to know the law. And not only to know the law of Moses, but to know all of those additional laws and rules and things that had been written by other scribes and Pharisees, the interpretation of the law of how they were to act. Down to every part of their life, down to the most minuscule thing that they could do in their life of what they were supposed to do. And they taught these things to the people, and the people looked to them as being the ones that interpreted the law and how they were to act. And because of that, they saw themselves, they put themselves in a position that was higher. They saw themselves as something greater than just the common man, and they were puffed up in pride. The type of pride that makes you look down upon others, that makes you think that you're greater than others, that you're
without fault, that you can do no wrong. But we know that our Lord spoke against these men because of these things. And he said to his disciples that the greatest among you will be the least. And you know, the Spirit had worked with the disciples. It had worked with Peter, and it had been able to fashion him into an instrument in which the Lord could use. He had been stripped of his pride. He had been brought down to the dust. As was mentioned here this morning, he had rejected the Lord. He had denied him. But these men were in a position, the disciples, that they could be used. And you know, the thought came to me about clay. I took some art classes when I was younger, and we worked with clay. And you know, there is this perfect clay that to work with. It's smooth, it's moldable. You can shape it into different forms. And that's the kind of clay that you want to work with. And you know, I've been out on hikes out in the country. And you know, there's that clay that you find in the riverbed. Some of you probably know what I'm talking about. It gets on your shoes. You have to scrape it off your shoes. It's really kind of the same type of clay, but it's something has been changed with it. Someone has taken that clay and they've picked out the rocks. It's not grainy, it's smooth when it's ready to be used by the potter. The type of clay you find out there in the forest is tough, and you have to knead it, you have to push on it, you have to cut it so that it is ready to be molded. Brothers and sisters, is your heart is it malleable that the Lord can work with it? Are you like these disciples of old that the Lord had strove with? You know, he said to Peter, when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. He worked with them to take out those impurities, to take out those blemishes, to make them into that type of clay that could be molded, that could be used. That is how our hearts need to be, brothers and sisters. That we can be of service to Him. For the natural man is an enemy to God and has been from the fall of Adam and will be forever and ever. But if he yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and putteth off the natural man and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord and becometh a child, submissive, humble, patient, full of love, willing to submit to all things which the Lord seeth fit to inflict upon him, even as a child doth submit to his father. May our hearts be found in that state, brothers and sisters, that the Lord can work with each of us, that we might be an instrument in his hands.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And Father, we thank you for that selfless act, that you would allow your only begotten Son to come upon this earth and walk amongst sinners, and to heal the brokenhearted, and to heal the sick, and to put in place that great plan of salvation
We know that takes much love as a father. And we thank you for thy only begotten Son and his willingness to do that on our behalf, that we might have that opportunity one day to come back into his presence. Father, we thank you for our brother Denny that has found the strength through thy Son to stand before thy Latter-day Saints this day and to break the bread of life and call us to remembrance of what we have done here this day and to repentance and to remind us of forgiveness. And Father, the call has gone before us as it does each month, to take upon us the name of thy Son, name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and to always remember him and to keep all his commandments. And a great promise that if we do these things, that we would have thy Spirit to always be with us. And this is our desire, Father, to have thy Spirit with us, to be a part of our life. May you be with each one, Father, as we depart this place this day. For we know we are weak, and we will have trials and struggles. May you boost us up in our weakness as we humble ourselves before you and exercise our faith in thee. And Father, we thank you once again for this table that has been set before us today and this opportunity, this privilege we have. May you be with each one till we meet again is our prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ. Amen.